Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up to the moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers and consumers in general about some of the things that are going on in Washington, D.C. concerning the dietary guidelines for dairy product consumption. National Milk has been in front of the committee recently and wanted to share some of the things that they expressed during that meeting. Number one, according to data presented, 90% of Americans do not consume the recommended servings of dairy each day. So when we look at opportunities as dairy producers, if we had consumers here in the United States that were consuming a higher level of dairy in their diet, that would increase, obviously, the demand for raw milk. Your checkoff dollars for dairy producers, a lot of that has been going toward research that actually shows the benefits of dairy products in the diet. And those studies that have been published show that including dairy into the diet has either a neutral effect or a beneficial effect on the health of people. So the negative effects that we talked about in the past, newer research is saying, well, that's not the case. So as we look at that, we need to make sure that we really understand that dairy does have some very important things to offer and benefits to a healthy diet. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our consumers and dairy producers to be aware of the choices that we have when it comes to products that contain dairy and the benefits of those to our diets.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.